somewhere in Europe is Mike, and he's going to tell us all about Alder Hey. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Pete.
Well, I can't believe you were advertising this about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So go on.
Trying to grab everyone's money.
Oh, you did indeed. Now tell us and take your time. What's happening? Where are you? What's going on?
We're outside Marnolans in Nice, and we've just arrived today. We drove from Alder Hey on Wednesday across to Hull. Got the ferry overnight. Got off in Rotterdam. We have to drive to Belgium. Where do we go next? Germany, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Italy, France, and then Monaco at the end.
Now, what
and
made
we've got
you
to come back? Yeah,
yeah. What made you pick that tour? Why that trip?
Bus rallies. It's an organised event. So some of our friends said they were doing it. So we done that with us. We're with the boss now, Si. He's here. So we do a couple across Europe, but we decided to do this one.
So it's a rally that you've joined in on?
Yeah, there was 82 cars. Yeah.
Three never made it.
Oh, really?
The rest
made it.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
There's loads of scouts here as well. Don't know where they've gone. Some of them didn't make it, dressed in tennis outfits.
Right. So you went on a rally, and it's a standard rally that's been all over Europe. Who are you with? Name them full names.
Mandy Malloy, Steve Malloy from the Overchurch, and Jason Adams, and myself. So there's only four of us from Liverpool way.
And what's your second name, Mike?
Larson, Mike Larson.
So what made you go for the money for Alder Hey?
My little girl died just over 2 years ago, so we've all done it for the bereavement centre there who looked after us at the time, to be honest.
How old was she?
She was 17 months.
Oh. Talk to me about her. Tell me about her.
Jessica. So she was 17 months. Nothing wrong with her, really. It's just unexpected. Ended up in our park, then discharged home, died overnight, and then obviously Alder Hey looked after us then. So we've just carried on fundraising from then. So Mandy and Steve have always helped us along doing events at their pub, and when we said they were doing this, they said, right, well, we're coming. So, and here we are, we made it. But we've got to make it back, yeah.
And what pub have they got?
The Overchurch pub on Royden Road. Best pub about.
So who's running it while they're there with you?
But Mandy's never been off the bloody phone, giving them all orders, telling them what to do. Do this, do that. What are you doing? I can see what you're doing on the camera. She knows what's going on, so she's still running it from here, I think.
Do you know that is scary? She can see what's going on the camera. She's got her phone there with the camera on it.
They're probably all listening in the pub now. Yeah, oh, yes, she can see what's cracking on.
Tell me what the journey's like was like. What any bad...
First day was just rained all day. So we got up in the morning. It's all in fancy dress, so we turned up there as the Blues Brothers, ready to go, and it was battering down. And it rained all day until we got to Germany, really, and it just brightened up a bit. It's been nice since. I think it was 35 today. There's challenges to do every day, so we've had to go off and do stupid things, collect things from shops. And we, out of 50 points you could collect, we got 49, so we've come runners-up. So the actual event have given us another €150 to give straight to Alder Hey as well. So out of the 82, we've come runners-up second, so that's great.
Are you all in the same car?
No, we've come in two cars. So we've had a couple of sponsors who've sponsored us. John Bantham, Malcolm, has sponsored Steve and Mandy to come as the Dukes of Hazzard from Total Technical Services. And then we've had a couple of sponsors from the likes of the Bath Bar and Daisy's Diner, Tranmere Rovers, to sponsor us to come in the Bluesmobile. Mm-hmm. So they've all donated either raffle prizes, money, petrol money to get here, just to make it all possible, really. So thank you to all of them.
What have you done about sleeping? Has there been certain areas you've got to and then you slept and then off again?
Well, with anyone and everyone. Is that what you mean?
No.
That's what Mandy said. Oh, that's what Mandy said. No. So there's different places you meet every night, and we've just booked hotels right near where the meeting points are. So couple of people who've done it have camped, but I think they were disappointed when it rained and they've had a soggy tent all day.
So there's no rush to get back the same as there was to get there?
Well, there is a rush. We've got to get the ferry. Yeah, so we've got to get the ferry on Wednesday afternoon. Right. It's an overnight ferry from Rotterdam back to Hull, and then we'll drive back to Liverpool.
Tell me what places you've liked going to.
My favourite place was probably Freiburg in Germany. People are nice, the beer was good, and it was probably the best hotel we stayed in as well. Lots to do, lots to see. Yeah, our size here, he'll tell you where we've been, he knows all the places.
All right, yeah.
Hi Pete.
So where have you been? Tell us.
We started in Belgium in Namur, and we drove all the way from Belgium, across Belgium, Luxembourg, top of northern France, across the Rhine into Freiburg in Germany. We had a night there, a really good night. Everyone was getting on really well. And in the morning, we got on before bright and early, a few heavy heads. And we got them driving all the way south through Germany, across Switzerland. We went over the Alps. We went over a pass called the Gotthard Pass, one of the best drives in Europe you see on Top Gear. And the guys all drove over that in these really cheap cars, £500 cars, did really well. All helped each other out, getting the cars cooling off at the top. And then we managed to wind our way down, and we all ended up on the shores of Lake Como last night in a little town called Menaggio, which was lovely. And we all sat out by the lake last night till late. And then we got up bright and early this morning, and we've just driven down to Monte Carlo. So they've had a great day, and they've all enjoyed themselves, hopefully. And they've all done some really good fundraising, raising lots of good money for good causes.
You really have got it off to a tee there, Mike. Very impressed.
Very well rehearsed.
Well impressed. Now, were you all together with the other 82 cars?
No, they all end up going in different directions. Some of them get lost. Some of them go to different countries. And we have one car at the front and one car at the back, so we're able to go and find them. Some of them are still out and about on the road somewhere. We'll probably see them arriving in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these guys do it every year, so they enjoy themselves. And part of the fun is getting lost or breaking down.
All right. I couldn't think of anything worse than getting lost
down. Getting stuck on top of a mountain surrounded by snow and no breakdown somebody is a bit difficult. But as I say, all the teams looking together, they all help each other and they're able to get going. Some of the guys are really good mechanics, so they always help out.
And are all the people doing it raising money for different charities?
Yeah, there's probably about 40 charities all getting money raised for, and collectively they've raised over $100,000 for charities just off this one event. I don't know, lots of the guys are doing other stuff. So these guys we've been talking to, the Blues Brothers, they've been doing stuff miles in the build-up to this, doing all kinds of events. They've raised loads and loads of good money for all day.
Yeah. And how long has this rally been going?
It started in 2013, this was the first one, and we've been doing it sort of 11 times since then. We did various routes across Europe. Similar sort of setup, though. It's just takes a certain type of person to do it. People are a little bit adventurous, want to try something a bit different. Gives them a really good platform to do some good fundraising and hopefully enjoy themselves.
That's great. Well, it's nice to talk to you, young man. Thank you. Can you put Mike back?
No problem at all. I'm going to hand you back to Mike.
Thanks
all right. Take care, mate. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right. Hello.
Well, he certainly knows what he's talking about.
Oh, he's the head honcho, yeah?
Right, the big question. How much money, when it all comes in, do you think you've made?
Oh, probably about £2,500.
That's fantastic. Hello? Please tell me we haven't lost him after that.
No, I haven't lost him.
I thought you'd lost you then. You went £2,500 and went deadly quiet.
It's £2,500 and rising, but obviously, you know, people are still donating, so that'll carry on. We've had some businesses sending us checks.
So, you're live on air now. Everybody's listening, and there's people listening around the world. If they want to donate, where do they donate to?
On our Just Giving page, so you'll find it on our Facebook, Monte Carlo or Bust, Alder Hey Tour Europe. Yeah. Any of them searches will bring it up. Every penny counts, you know, it all goes a long way to help the guys there. They're all, you know, it's not NHS funded. So without people making donations, Alder Hey wouldn't be able to do what they do. It's not part of what the government provides. So they rely on it, to be honest.
You're a nice man, Mike. Travel back safely. Give a big plug for the pub again. Give a big plug for the pub.
The Overchurch Pub, Royden Road, place to be. Thanks very much.
Ta-da, Mike.
Steve, he'll tell you from the pub.
Right. Oh, God.
Hello.
Go on, Steve, get a big plug in before we go.
The Overchurch Pub, like, you know, everyone's helped us out to raise money for this event, like, so I have to thank everyone, like, supporting us, Pete, like, you know, and it's been a great event.
Good.
What can I say?
All you've got to do now is get back.
I've got to do is get back, yeah, yeah, in one piece. Hopefully the car will make it, the general stay.
And we know that your missus is watching what's going on the phone in the pub. What's your message to everyone in the pub now?
Thanks very much, everyone, for your support, and we'll see you shortly.
See you, mate.
Hopefully you close up soon. Thanks, Pete.
Get back safely. Thank you very much indeed. There we are. Live radio. We love it. Love it. There they are, working their little socks off.